This is a mutual fund observer profile of the River Park Long Short Opportunity Fund, whose ticker symbol is RLSFX. It was originally published in August 2012. The fund pursues long-term capital appreciation while managing downside volatility by investing long and short primarily in US stocks. The manager's goal is pursuing above-average rates of return with less volatility and less downside risk as compared to US equity markets. The fund is managed by Mitch Rubin, Chief Investment Officer of the River Park Funds. He is assisted by President Morty Shire and Conrad Van Tienhoven. The managers and other principals at River Park have invested about $4.2 million in the fund as of July 2012. The minimum investment required to open an account with the fund is $1,000. What follows is the observer's commentary on the fund. All long-short funds have about the same goal: to provide a relatively large fraction of the stock market's long-term gains with a relatively small fraction of its short-term volatility. They all invest long in what they believe to be the most attractively valued stocks and invest short, that is, bet against the least attractively valued ones. Many managers imagine their long portfolio as offense and their short portfolio as defense. That's the first place where River Park stands apart. Mr. Rubin intends to always play offense. He believes that River Park's discipline will allow him to make money, on average and over time, on both his long and short portfolios. How so? River Park notes that some industries, the makers of desktop computers for example, are in terminal decline because of enduring secular changes in society. They use those changes to identify industries likely to rise over the coming decades and those most likely to decline. The word decade here is important. The managers are not trying to identify relatively short-term macro events that might boost or depress stocks over the short term. Their hope is to identify factors which are going to lift up or grind down entire industries year after year for as far as the eye could see. And that establishes a second distinction for River Park. They are long-term investors. They have learned patience in the 17 years that they've worked together as investment managers. They're quite willing to short a company like mall-based retailer JCPenney, even as other investors frantically bid up the share price over the arrival of a new management team, new marketing campaign, or a new pricing scheme. River Park believes that Penny is a struggling sunset business attempting to adapt to changes in a dying industry. The enthusiasm of other investors pushed Penny's stock valuation up, while River Park's research convinces them that decline is inevitable. Finally, they believe they know the trajectory of the firms they cover. The team started in small cap investing, later added large caps, and finally long short strategies. It means that there are firms, which they researched intensively when they were in their small cap growth products, which grew into contributors in the large cap growth fund, were sold as they became mature firms with limited growth prospects, and are now shorted as they move into the sunset. This has two consequences. They have a tremendous amount of knowledge upon which to draw. Mr. Van Tienhoven notes that they have records of every trade they've made since 1997. And they have no emotional attachment to their stocks. They are, they tell us, analysts and not advocates. They will not overpay for stocks, and they won't hold stocks whose prospects are no longer compelling. They've been known to work on a company for 15 years that we love, but that we've never owned, because the valuations have never been compelling. And they know that the stocks that once made them a great deal of money as longs may inevitably become candidates for shorting, which will allow them to again contribute to the fund's shareholders. All of which is fine in theory. The question is, Can they pull it off in practice? Our best clue comes from Mr. Rubin's long public track record. This is the 8th fund that he's either managed or co-managed. Of those, 7, dating back to 1995, have met and in many cases substantially exceeded their benchmarks. That includes 5 long-only products and 2 long-short funds. Back when this was a hedge fund, long-short opportunity produced returns comparable to those of the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index, with barely one half of the volatility. He is, it's clear, quite capable of consistently and patiently executing the strategy that he's described. There are a couple of potential concerns which investors need to consider. First, the fund's expense ratio, even after waivers, is a daunting 3.5%. About 40% of the expenses are incurred by the fund's short positions, and so they're beyond the manager's immediate control. Second, the fund's performance after conversion to a mutual fund is more modest than its preceding performance. The fund gained 21% in the first quarter of 2012, while still a hedge fund, smashing its peer group's 5% return. In the 3 quarters since then, the fund led its peers once, trailed them once, and approximately tied them once. Mr. Rubin says that nothing about the fund's operation changed in the transition, and notes that no fund outperforms every quarter in every kind of market, but we've never underperformed for very long. Our bottom line is this. Mr. Rubin is an experienced professional working on a fund that he thinks of as the culmination of the 17 years of active management, research and refinement. Both of his long-short hedge funds matched the stock market's returns with barely half of the volatility. Even with the drag of substantial expenses, River Park Long Short Opportunity has earned a place on any shortlist of managed volatility equity funds. For more information, visit us at mutualfundobserver.com. This is Emma Presley for the Mutual Fund Observer.